He was just a kid when he and three of his buddies signed up to become Marines and went off to war in Vietnam. Bruce Bennett was seriously wounded, but the Santa Barbara County man survived. This week, nearly a half century after Bennett was wounded, the now 68-year-old man is going to receive the Purple Heart he never received at the time.
It's kind of a closure. It's a medal that's very important to me.
The Los Olivos man admits as teenagers, he and his buddies had no idea what they were getting into when they signed up to serve their country.
It was, of course, from the television, talking with other people in the service, kind of gave you an idea of what you were in for. It was much more dramatic and in your face than what you expected.
Bennett says he quickly realized that death was everywhere in Vietnam. He admits it was pretty frightening.
It was really scary at a lot of times. That's one place that you lose that I'm not going to die at this age attitude. I can do anything I want. When you've got a bullet cracking next to your ear, it's like, I'm going to hit the deck, you know, I'm going to the dirt. It's very eye-opening.
On April 30th, 1968, his unit was ordered to guard a key section of highway.
We were on the northern part of South Vietnam. It was a large operation. It was called Operation Pegasus. What we were doing was we were guarding both sides of Highway 1, which was the main road from North Vietnam down into South Vietnam.
They were stationed on a little hill. Suddenly, mortar shells started falling. He jumped into a shallow foxhole, but he was hit. Bennett suffered two wounds. A leg wound was obvious, but a second, more serious one wasn't immediately apparent.
What the serious part was is that the concussion, though I didn't know it at the time, splintered a disc in my back. It happened when I was laying on my side. Your waist kind of comes in from your hip and your chest. And the concussion was forced down against the ground, which kind of twisted my back.
Bennett spent weeks in hospitals in Vietnam and Japan before being shipped back home, where he was discharged from the Marines. Over the years, he's had five back surgeries.
I still have some pain, and I have some limitations. Some of them I admit I exceed, but there's still some problems going on, and I think that's going to be just a chronic thing from now on. I've actually gotten them to kind of live with. I don't think about it that much.
Bennett says right after he was wounded, he lost most of his personal items because he was being moved so often. The one thing he never received was a Purple Heart, something the military honors you with when you're wounded in combat.
They lost track and said, okay, let's put this back in storage. I'm not quite sure. It was listed on my DD-214 on my discharge papers. It's right there that I, you know, was awarded the Purple Heart. I just was never handed the medal.
Bennett says he has a great life with a wife, two daughters, a stepson, and six grandchildren. He's retired after careers which included time in the mortuary and law enforcement fields. But about 4 years ago, he decided he wanted to get the Purple Heart that he never received.
I just wasn't able to do anything. In fact, the last correspondence I got was, our records show you've already been awarded the medal, and so no, we're not sending you one. And it obviously would. It's on my discharge papers, but didn't have the medal in hand.
A chance meeting with an aide for Democratic Congresswoman Lois Capps of Santa Barbara led to her office's help, and 4 months later, a commitment for a Purple Heart medal. Bennett is going to receive it at a Friday ceremony at the Hearts Therapeutic Equestrian Center in Santa Barbara, a place he says helped him and other veterans cope with stress over the years.
Hearts is a really, really special place for me, because it's done a lot of healing for me with those horses. And in volunteering, in writing, in being on the board, really important things to me. And so this was really appropriate for getting this particular medal.
Bennett says while the Purple Heart has been almost a half century in coming, he's happy it's finally happening and will be a special way of remembering the service he performed for our country. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.